Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I'm good. How's everybody?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. What can I do for you?
Hey, just talk about the two-game winning streak you've got going and what you guys have done to kind of turn things around.
Well, we didn't get off to a very good start. We had a couple games where, we got behind, weren't playing particularly well, and we took advantage of the time after the Thursday game just to, kind of regroup and kind of refocus, and we actually re-emphasized the run game, if you will, and I think that's kind of turned things around. Our numbers were getting a little out of hand with the pass attempts the first 4 weeks, and we need to get back to balance, and it's worked out for us.
Looking at the Panthers, they've kind of been up and down. They've lost some close games and had a couple really big wins. When you look at the tape, what do you see?
Well, I just see a very talented team on both sides of the ball. Obviously, statistically, they represent that. Defensively, they're not giving up any points, and they're playing very well against the run and the pass, and their takeaways and their interceptions and all those kind of things are helping, obviously, for them to be productive. Offensively, I can't say enough about the talent level of the quarterback. I mean, he's outstanding, very impressive to watch, over the last 2 weeks. And their run game, it's well coached. It's just a good football team all around. Certainly does not appear to be a 2-3 football team on tape.
Hey, Jeff, it's Joe Person with the Charlotte Observer. Thanks for being on with us.
Sure, Joe.
Hey, you mentioned the quarterback. Interestingly, Sam and Cam were a year apart. Both at some point are guys that each organization is going to have to make a decision on. How critical is that decision? Are there many more important decisions that for a franchise to determine, A, this is the guy to lead us forward, and then B, take steps to make that happen?
Well, that's our philosophy. That's our opinion that Sam is that guy. This is Sam's first time in his NFL career. He's been able to, come back for a second year in the same offense. And so it's been very helpful for him. But pleased with his play thus far, as we do a better job surrounding him with people, he only gets to become, I think he stands to become more and more productive for us.
And you mentioned Cam. He's a guy who's stated himself he wanted to be more consistent this year. Just from afar, what do you like about him, and is he a guy like Sam that a franchise could build around?
Well, he's very difficult to defend. He's an accurate thrower. He's making good decisions. He's got a good sense, for timing in the pocket. And of course, he can extend plays with his legs, and makes it, that second dimension, the ability to run, whether it's extending pass plays or it's, called runs, makes him very hard to defend.
This is the second week in a row we've been on a call with a former Bears teammate of Ron's. I know you've talked about this before, but is it just pretty uncanny that the coaching tree that have stemmed from those Bears teams of the 80s?
Well, are you asking me to give you
explain
how that happened? I'm just very happy for Ron and Leslie. I mean, his teammates knew that they understood the game. They were passionate about the game, and all of us were given opportunities to coach, immediately after we were done playing. And been very, very happy for Ron's success.
Was there something in that locker room, or just in those meetings that I don't know how it would be different, but just a real kind of appetite for learning and instruction kind of situation?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we all played for Buddy, Ron had, I think he had a year or two with Mike, but I think, we had to figure a lot out on our own, if you will. There wasn't a playbook. There was a system, but we had to do a lot of that stuff on our own, and maybe you could point to that.
Do you see some of the same characteristics Ron displayed as a player, you know, as a coach?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Do you see some of the same characteristics that Ron displayed as a player, you know, in his coaching style?
Well, yeah, I mean, it shows it in his defense, wherever he's been. This defense is definitely a reflection of Coach. He's done a great job with it, and they're emotional, and they play hard, and they play correct. They play mistake-free football.
What does Robert Quinn add to your defense? He's a local product from the University of North Carolina.
Well, Rob's doing a great job for us, off to another good start. He had his numbers were good last year. You know, we led the league in sacks, and he was a big part of that. I'm especially pleased with his run ability. He's playing to run better and better each week, he's a problem out there by himself. He creates problems for tackles if left alone, and we're seeing a lot more of the, and we expect to see help and things as far as getting help to the tackle is concerned. We're seeing a lot more of that. But Rob's a great teammate, works hard, and loves to come to work, and is off to early start of an excellent career.
Jeff, do you see many similarities between Laurinaitis and Kuechly?
They're similar from this standpoint. They're on the field all the time. They're all over the field. I presume that Luke is way beyond a 9-to-5 guy based on his play. He spends a lot of extra time at his trade. His play shows that. He's got a good feel. They both have a good feel for offensive schemes and play hard, and they're both lined up in the middle and leaders of the respective defenses.
Hey, this may seem like an obvious or a no-brainer, Jeff, but when you came in there, kind of what were some of the things that, as you said, led you to decide that Sam was your guy moving forward?
Well, I've said this numerous times. I came here for two reasons: one, because of our owner, and two, that we had a quarterback in place. That was my decision, and then knowing that it was going to take some time, and this team hadn't won many games, and as a matter of fact, it lost more games in the previous 5 years than any team in the history of the NFL. But we knew it was going to take some time. But those were the two factors that brought me here.
Coach, you talk a little bit about Brandon LaFell. Seems like when he's on, the Panthers seem to be on. When he's off, they're struggling a little bit on offense. The importance of him to the offense.
Well, I don't know what you refer to by on or off.
Well, production-wise.
Well, yeah, that has to do with the offense. Does this have to do with him? He looks like he's doing the right things all the time from a route standpoint. I know they went through some drops here a couple weeks ago, but they've certainly bounced back. But, yeah, he's a productive player. He's an excellent blocker. He's going to be a matchup concern of ours, as are some of the other guys that he lines up with.
Does he show up on tape, Jeff, as a pretty consistent downfield blocker?
Yes, he does. I mean, you watch tape; they all block. They block very well, and they're very physical.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks for the time, Jeff.
Okay, guys, have a good week.
Care.